Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business will be this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Motion to approve the agenda circulating.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, the hearings will be conducted according to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 10,868, Theodore and Judy Selecki, south of Route 54, east of Madison Avenue, being Lot 8 within Edgewater Acres development, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Excuse me.
Come forward to be sworn in. Give us your name and place of residence, please.
Glenn Griffin, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Glenn Griffin, Griffin Home Builders, and I'm here in behalf of the Selectees. They have a property on Madison Avenue in Edgewater, across the canal from Harpoon Hannah's. And they're asking for variance for a rear setback and also a side setback. They want to build a porch, and it's a two-story house, and they want to put it on the second floor, and they want to go out to the 21 feet. And they want to go have steps to go down to the back property line, and that would be in the setback, side setback. We really would like to go after the porch. The worst scenario is if they had to get rid of the stairway and go in the house and go down to the backyard, they would do that, but they would love to just be able to walk out from the porch, go down. I do have some drawings of what we're trying to do, and do you want to present this? Okay, I have some drawings of the kitchen that we were planning to do, sides and mirrors and stuff like that. And yeah, a feel that what they're trying to do is going to look good for the neighborhood and not would be advantage actually for the neighborhood.
Is there anything there where the screen porch is shown on your survey, or is that empty space right now?
Where the screened-in porch is now. There's Second. Actually, there is a screened-in porch, and there is a upper deck there now that kind of shows where a stairway is now, that they want to tear that whole deck, that upper deck off, and make that into that screened-in porch.
So everything existing they want to remove?
Yes, except the second floor screened-in porch, that's kind of where the slash marks are, is where we're going to do the new remodel. Right now, I don't know how it's kind of drawn in, but the little... The up
so
top...
So what's labeled as second floor screened porch is already there?
That's correct, okay. Correct.
So the variance that's being requested for that side is simply to validate it, Susan?
Or yes. Not?
Okay, it's just already out of compliance?
No. We are the slash marks. The
you should have an existing,
okay.
And then a proposed.
The question is on this side. This is existing, and the request for this variance here is for something that already exists, not for anything new.
We're not after a variance there. We're just after a variance if this.
Right, but this property needs a variance there, because if this is existing deck, then it's 0.8 feet over. So when you applied for these others, then they found this.
Okay.
Is that correct?
We're just extending 5 feet in the rear setback, and then we're putting a 4-foot step on the side that would be into the variance.
So for the record, the request for the 0.8 feet is already in existence.
Is that correct?
The other two requests are for something new.
And do we know how long that's been there? Do you,
well,
Mr. Griffin,
they had a certificate of compliance in 05.
Okay, for that for that porch. Okay.
No offense.
So that's probably a survey issue.
Yes.
Years ago.
Thank you, Susan.
You're
okay. So right on the front. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Griffith, I just want to say thank you for coming in before the fact instead of building something like many builders do, and then unfortunately the applicant has to be the homeowner coming in, so we appreciate that. I have no other questions.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the narrowness of the lot constitutes some certain uniqueness in the fact that as-built, already approved and inspected, does as well. And I don't think that it's a excessive or request and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum afforded relief, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,868.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,869. 868. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.